Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody at the station?
We're doing fantastic. You survived the big cold spell?
Sure have. Yeah, it was great taking the dog out this morning, and she kind of ran across the driveway and kept going. So it felt like a heat wave out there.
How cold were you on Sunday? Did it get to you at all?
Or
were you
it was cold, but I was... I had plenty of stuff on, so I was comfortable. My face got a little cold during the third quarter.
Yeah, well, and you got other stuff going on too. So when you're distracted and you're in a total different zone, the cold probably doesn't factor in too much for you, does it?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, if you get cold, you don't have enough on. So we're fortunate. We got a great equipment department, and those guys take good care of everybody.
You did a nice job of avoiding Tom Coughlin face, though. As cold as your face may have been, it didn't have that Tom Coughlin look to it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That was a tough day, but I do recall Tom, and I've laughed about it, too. Since then, shaking his hand, I couldn't stop looking at his cheeks.
They were just bubbling. Looked like a science experiment.
So this is kind of a tough week, season comes to an end, you got to say goodbye to your guys. That's got to be hard because, this team is not going to be together again, this particular group of guys. Is it tough to say goodbye at the end of the season?
It is, but it's interesting about, this generation and really this age group of men. The conversations are unique. There's a lot of, going back over the seasons, the pros and cons, they're very insightful, and I'm able to attain a lot of information and just opinions, and not that you can do something with every one of them, but it's a very educational time. But it's also, like you said, it's tough because some of these guys you may not be able to have the opportunity to coach them again.
Does anyone get overly emotional and you're like, really? Keep it together, man.
Wow, that's not how I respond.
I know. Yeah, right. You see how heartless she is? It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's following her leader over there, Murph. So, I mean, I think you have to take some responsibility for that.
I take none for that attitude, Coach. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'd be crying.
A couple guys are emotional, but it's understandable.
We cried last Thursday night with the prospect it could have been James Jones' last show here in IXX. I mean, you've got a lot of guys who we got to decide if we're going to come back or not, right?
Oh, no doubt. This is where that process starts. And, the coaching staff actually today will finish up our player evaluations and we'll start our coaching evaluations today. So it's a long process and, we have to do everything we can to improve and put ourselves in the position to be much better next year.
How much of your assessment is based on stats versus gut? I mean, you can look at all the numbers until until you're blue in the face, but also you have a gut feeling about guys too, do you not?
Well, I focus more on facts. Yeah. I mean, stats to me they're indicators, they're starting points. I mean, statistics, and it's always, something you deal with after a football game. Someone wants to pick up a stat sheet and ask their questions. And it's just very annoying because the stat is really where the starting point. It's not the result. The only statistic that really has a result to it is the final score. So, whether it's yards rushing or how many tackles a player had or his production, you have to look inside of that to make sure you truly understand the factual part of that. So that's really what evaluation's for, and staying in tune with that. You go through it during the whole season, but now you have to calculate that and put it into decision-making mode.
Well, kind of like you did with Mason Crosby. You knew Mason Crosby, and you know him, you know what he's about. He didn't have a good year last year, but you knew that great year was in him, and this year he had it.
Well, I mean, you got to look at the whole picture there. Right. I mean, you got to look at the past performance, you got to look at ability, you got to look at why he was going through what he was going through. He's missed a lot of kicks, but a lot of those were long kicks. I had great confidence in Mason and probably, took some chances early that probably didn't help him from a confidence standpoint. So you have to factor all that in.
Sure.
And create a competitive environment for him to go through, not only for him, but for the football team. So, we took the right steps there, and he answered the bell, which, you fully expected him to do, and he responded with a great year. So I think it says a lot about him as a as a person and a player.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your staff as well, Coach. Not only your personal evaluations of your staff, but around the league, your staff being evaluated. How gratifying is it when the phone rings and somebody like Cleveland says, hey, can we talk to one of your coaches about our vacancy here?
Yeah, I mean, it can take a lot of personal pride in that, but it also, these men deserve those opportunities. This is a very, very talented coaching staff. Frankly, I don't know why we haven't seen more of our guys have more opportunities, especially with the success that we've had. So, this is an outstanding group.
Let's talk about offseason a little bit. Now we prepare for, you do your analysis, get ready for the draft. Does it help you that the draft has moved back a little bit this year? Or would you just as soon get it over with in April, like normal?
I don't know. I think, like all of us, we're creatures of habit, so you're used to certain things happening in certain months, and you get into a routine. So we've been kind of changing here late. The CBA's changed the routine, and now this is changing. And it's all for bigger reasons that beyond coaches and GMs. So,
yeah, none of which, and you're pretty much on record, is you're not a big fan of a lot of these changes, correct?
Well, you can't do nothing about it, but everybody has to deal with it. I just know when you're a young football team, when you have an opportunity to start training your football team in the third week of March, and now it's the second or third week in April. I mean, I don't know how excited you can be about that.
Speaking of exciting, though, you get a little time off. You're going to get away a little bit and have some fun with the family?
Oh, definitely. We're going to take a trip next week up to Big Sky, Montana. So we're excited about that. And, my beautiful bride wants to hit the ski slopes, and
nice.
I'll man the lodge and make sure I got the ice packs ready for whenever everybody gets back.
There you go. Are you going to miss our Friday morning chats at all?
Oh, God. Yeah, we're not going to keep doing it.
Oh, here we go. Fake emotion. Here it comes. All right.
No good, huh?
Keep it together, yeah. Murph.
Okay.
I'm starting to sniffle here.
I am getting a little emotional even as we speak.
Ugh, you're embarrassing.
All right.
I hate when he does that. He does it on a golf course all the time. Every other hole. Oh, my God.
That's what she said.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, enjoy your off season. We'll see you on the golf course soon, and our best to the family, okay?
You bet. Hey, no question from Katie?
No.
You got a question for him?
I had my one good one. Oh. It was really good.
She's still celebrating her. That's what she said coming.
Yeah, you missed it. That's what she said.
Okay. All right. All right, guys.
You will be missed.
All right, Coach. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Have a good off season.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.